And now it's time for another episode of Magic on Magic with your host, Magic.
Yay, 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 yay. Hey, friends, this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, or, if you prefer, Magic with a J, coming to you via the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast network. Oh, yeah, woohoo, and it's Friday night, July 14th. 2006. Yes, yes. And, oh, what a week it's been. So, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, a little from column A, a little from column B. I said, hey, you know, I just need to get the word out to my homies. And, yeah, I've been drinking. In fact, I had to watch out. I almost knocked my beer over when I moved my, boom stand over. 'Cause yeah, been a week on the job as the new PTS guy, and, oh, what a week it's been, woo, wild and crazy guys, man, I tell you, this is cool stuff, and, oh, what fun, what fun, get to try out the new super mod powers, that's a lot of fun, you know, going around going, hey, what's this button do, click, click, ooh, that was spectacular. So, and then, of course, there's the whole political board leader thing and, you know, trying to do a little defib on the old PTS board, which, by the way, it's funny because I make no secret of the fact that I hate politics. Excuse me. Ugh, beer there. Whoa. Yeah, not a big fan of the politics. You know, I used to be into it. I spent a lot of my time, wasted my time, I think, in the 90s, arguing partisan politics. And then I finally realized that it was a waste of time. And guess what, friends? On PTS, you can argue partisan politics until the cops come home. No, I've been drinking. and that's okay. And, you know, as Al Franken would say, Stuart Smalley, and that's okay. But here's the deal with the PTS here, you know, talking about the PTS. And, yeah, okay, this is Magic on Magic, and the subject is me. But me right now and PTS, we're like that, man. We are tight. We are very tight. Me and the politics now, there is a deadly embrace in progress. And I'm just, like, going into it and with abandon, reckless abandon, perhaps even feckless abandon, if you can handle such a titillating term. So, yeah, I guess my blood alcohol content's kind of high right now. But let's get back to the show here, because this is about me, Magic. And me right now is about politics. And what I was going to say is, I wasted a good deal of time in my life arguing partisan politics. And I encourage people who want to, hey, knock yourself out. But here's the new focus, if you will, the new vision thing. The new vision thing. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture to not follow the new vision. Staying the course would be bad, wouldn't be prudent. So, yeah, new direction for PTS, and here's the deal, friends. And I talk about this on the other podcast, but I'm going to keep talking about it because this is my life now. This is my thing that I do. And PTS is going to be politics for people who hate politics, and it's going to be politics. I want to tailor the discussion, if you will, mold it, shape it, prod it, push it, poke it, and extrude it, perhaps even, such that people who normally don't like politics because it's, how you say in the American, boring, will take a new look at it. Because here's what I figured out, because I really hate politics. Did I mention that? What I figured out is if we take the ATS approach and apply it to politics, you know, deny ignorance, right? Stimulating debate, respect for all opinions, and not taking BS and going down and digging deeper for the stuff that that actually might be true. If we apply that to politics, we're gonna rock the world, my friends. There's some stuff that's gonna come from this. This is the activist arm of ATS. You know, we talk about on ATS how ATS doesn't support a cause. Well, PTS doesn't support any causes either, at least not any specific ones. But a political discussion forum that doesn't encourage people to get involved, at least, in looking at the issues, I think would be remiss. So if you're feeling like you want to get something done, this is kind of where I'm going here with this whole PTS thing. Now, granted, I've only been on the job for a week, but I'm going to talk about this in the PTS podcast, but and of course all over the place, and you're just going to get so tired of hearing me talk about and promote PTS. But that's okay. But here's what I'm looking at, okay? Now, I requested and received, and I'm very, very proud to... I've got a staff email account now, politics@abovetopsecret.net, which I can now use to contact, check this out, staff members and perhaps even politicians around the world. Now, you know, being an American, I'm going to focus on American politics, especially because... we got an election season here in the United States, and we're getting going on that. And so I'm going to focus on that and get my chops together. But then after that, I'm looking at getting in touch with and this is my grand evil scheme here, getting in touch with politicians and their staff members in other English speaking countries, and seeing if I can get them to actually maybe I can do a little email interview, maybe I can get them to be guest speakers, maybe I can even get them to become members and come join us on PTS and talk about the issues mano a mano. And then after that, one of the things, now this is down the road now, because I don't, you know, basically English is it for me, but down the road, I want to see if I can extend that and start contacting politicians in countries that don't necessarily speak English, or getting in touch with English-speaking staff members in countries that aren't English-speaking countries, and soliciting their input. Because, my friends, I want PTS to be the best political discussion board on the internet, period. And that's a pretty lofty goal. So if you're gonna, if you're gonna shoot for a goal like that, you got to go for the brass ring. You got to aim for the whole enchilada. You got to really, reach out there and take the world by the cojones. Because that, my friends, is the only way you're ever gonna get anywhere in this world. So that's kind of what my philosophy is on PTS, and I hope you like it. In the meantime, and this is so cool, it's only been a week. Woo! Okay. By the way, just a second. Oh, yeah. Nothing like a little beer on a Friday night. Kids, don't try this at home. I'm feeling no pain. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's been a long week, and, PTS guy magic just needs to take a little break now and then. Also, I've been having a lot of fun with the super moderator position on ATS, and it's just a great way... To do a lot of things I wanted to do. And what's fascinating about it is, my first week, new super mod syndrome, running around trying to save the world. What I'm really enjoying now, and what I'm really looking forward to this weekend, is just backing up the mods. It's like, mods, hey, if any mods are listening to this, I got your six, buddy. Go out there and give them hell. But you know what? I think I'm going to try not hard charging around so much, just let me know when you need some backup. I'm there for you, man. But, I'm having a lot of fun with the supermod thing. This is magic on magic. I should be talking about me. Oh, by the way, just for what it's worth, I got this big PTS thing going on right now, and I want to get this off the ground. But then I'm going to take a little what I call a hibernate holiday.
Excuse me.
That was the beer talking. A little hibernate holiday, and also maybe see if I can get some songs recorded. And I just got so many songs stacked up. I know exactly how they go. I just need to sit down at my workstation and just start belting these bad boys out. And I got songs I want to do for Springer and Val, and I got a song I want to do for Waz, and I got some songs I want to do for fellow staff members. But I also got some songs that I want to do for my albums, and I got all these albums lined up. So there's that, and. So looking at doing that, but until I get PTS rolling, and it's only been a week, but until I get PTS rolling, I still want to focus on that, because when I first looked at this and we were talking about this, I was talking with the other staff members about this, and we were like, okay, what can we do? PTS is dying. What can we do about this? And that was when this was a week ago Thursday, and that was when the epiphany hit me. It's like, holy cow, we're going at this the wrong way. Let's not think about how we get the, I've said this before, haven't I? Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, now that I've actually grabbed onto PTS, grabbed it by the horns, lock, hook 'em horns, now that I've done that, and seen the potential that PTS has, we've often looked at it as a burial ground for political threads. Well, you know what? I'm bringing those bad boys back to life. It's Night of the Living Thread, my friends, because we're going to go out there and we're going to just tear politics a new I'll say it. Asshole. I'll have to mark this now as explicit. That's right, friends. We're going to tear politics a new asshole because we're going to go at politics with a deny ignorance attitude and take no prisoners and pull no punches. And that's the way I want it to go. All the while, have a nice, civil, relaxing, inviting discussion environment where we can just knock the hell out of politics. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Now, of course, if you disagree with this, I'm very open to suggestions. And actually, you know, I've got my grand vision thing, the vision thing. But, you know, I just want people to know, I mean, especially one of the things I'm worried about, you know, hey, this is just a discussion forum, but it's like our community. It's our online family. I spend so much time here, and I'm not the only ATSer who does, you know. So if anyone out there feels like I'm just, this is, you know, okay, well, first of all, we already know I have a huge ego. In fact, I have my ego right now is in the other room because when we're in the room together, it gets crowded. So we already know I've got a huge ego. So that's just a given. But, you know, if you see me, like, getting out of line or something like that, you know, oh, taking this all so seriously, it's like, yeah, hey, I'm a supermod. You better not mess with me because I'm a super. I can ban you. I can ban you. You know, what makes you think I'm not going to ban you? You know, well, if I start pulling that kind of garbage, please send me a U2U and tell me to knock it the hell off. yeah, I've been drinking, but if I'm ever that bad, then maybe I should just take a break, you know? Oh, yeah. Fortunately, no, that's just not the way I look at the situation. Because I look at, you know, we're a community. And if I'm going to be a good member of the community, see, that's the thing. Being a staff member does not make you a good member of the community. You know, we've had some staff members in the past, and I'm not going to name names, but, you know, they get a little carried away with it, and they start getting abusive towards the members. And it doesn't matter if you're a staff member or not. When you start getting abusive, no, you can't do that. You can't be doing that. You can't be violating the TNC. Staff members can't either. Sorry, I'm rambling. Oh, my God, I've been drinking. I just wanted to say, this is Magic on Magic. I just wanted to kind of check in with people. Oh, my God. This is, okay, make sure you keep a copy of this so you can blackmail me with it later. It's like, oh, yeah, this is when Magic was drunk and he was talking smack in his podcast. Woo! Yeah, hell yeah, baby. But anyway, I guess the point being, it's like, yeah, it's Miller time kind of right now after a first difficult week. You know, no, it hasn't been difficult. Why do I want to say that? It actually has not been hard. I've been having a ball. Granted, I've been living on ATS and PTS for the past week, but I've been having a great time, and I hope you have too. You know, if this ever gets where it's not fun, take a break, you know? And hey, I'm going to take a little break here pretty soon, but not because it's not fun. Just because I think you need a break from me. That's right. I'm sure you're about to say it. It's like, oh, Magic, I think we should see other people. So, oh, yeah. So anyway, it's Friday night. I'm having a few brewskis. And this is what I'm like. I'm a mean drunk. Oh, yeah. So I go, oh, yeah, you want a piece of me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the way we do things around here. All right, so I got another beer, drink of beer. By the way, I wonder if the FCC's got a rule against drinking beer on the on podcast on Podspace. There's an interesting question. So yeah, I'm feeling no pain. So anybody out there, if I like, you know, accidentally ban you, just send a note, you know, and I'm not touching the Skittles tonight, not like this, no, I'm not going to go into that. You know, the funny stories I hear when people are intoxicated and working in a playing with the Skittles. no, I'm not going there. So anyway, just saying, good times, you know, it's the height of summer. Great weather out here. I hope there's great weather where you are. Having a ball, enjoying, just thrilled to death. In fact, I'm going to be announcing the new forum subject matter experts for PTS tomorrow night, and they are an all-star team. This is going to be so freaking awesome. Great things happening, and ATS is a buzz, you know, and of course we got this whole war thing going on, and we got political season coming up. Couldn't ask for better timing for a guy to take over the ailing PTS. I'll tell you, man, in about 2 or 3 months, people are going to be saying, you know, when you use a word like PTS languishing, people are going to wonder what the hell you're talking about, because that's not what PTS is going to be. Or my name isn't John Q. Magic. So, all right, I better cut this off. We're pushing 15 minutes here, and I'm not doing anything worthwhile except drinking a lot of beer. So anyway, friends, I just want to let you know, Magic is having a great old time. Magic's blood alcohol content renders him unfit to drive, and he's staying at home tonight. And I'll probably poke around the board and get in trouble. But I just wanted to say, good times. I hope you're having good times. Be well, friends. Oh, here. Now, if I want to pretend I'm really drunk, so, I love you, man. I love you like a brother. All right. I'm done. I got to tag this thing with explicit. Shame on me. All right. Well, hey, until next time, friends. Be well.